Support for KLCC comes from Eugene Magazine, Lane County's Lifestyle Quarterly. The Summer Lovin' issue is available, featuring classic cars, outdoor kitchens and fireplaces, and Oregon scuba diving. Find Eugene Magazine on Facebook. I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Maude Kearns Art Center presents the annual Art and the Vineyard Festival from July 4th to 6th at Alton Baker Park in Eugene, featuring not only art and wine and fireworks on the night of July 4th, but a full live music schedule as well and more. One of the featured performers is Eugene guitarist Zach Wolf, who blends jazz and Latin and pop styles and has recently had the opportunity to make an album with one of his inspirations, the great drummer Styx Hooper of the Crusaders. Zach Wolf will perform on Friday at 1:45 p.m. with full band on the main stage, and he's here in duo form in the KLCC studios with percussionist Walter Da Silva. Welcome to KLCC.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So let's get into a tune. What's the first thing you're going to play for us here?
So this is a song called Song for Jack, and it was written for my nephew, who sadly he died about 4 years ago. He was one of the South Eugene kids that drowned off the coast of Yahats. And Jack Harnsomkram, and he was a song we wrote for, dedicated to him. Thank you.
Zach Wolf live in the KLCC studios with Walter De Silva on the percussion on a duo version of Song for Jack that appears in full band version on Zach Wolf's new CD, Hello, produced by the great drummer Styx Hooper from the Crusaders. Zach Wolf in full band live on the main stage at Art and the Vineyard in Alton Baker Park in Eugene on July 4th from 1:45 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. Well, Zach, it's a bit of a storybook tale how you came to cross paths with Styx Hooper. Tell us that.
Isn't it? Well, I should tell you, I started listening to the Crusaders when I was a little kid. I mean, it was weird. Most kids are not listening to the Crusaders. And I used to listen to, probably when I was 12 or 13, I was already listening to, you know, Herbie Hancock, Crusaders, Steely Dan, Earl Clue, George Benson, and those guys. But Crusader, I like Crusaders and the Beatles. Like, were my two favorite bands. And so, but I, you know, I always played music. I started playing music around, I guess, I started piano early, and then I switched to guitar when I was like 12 or so. And never really got super serious about the guitar. I mean, I played a lot. It was always a hobby for me. I never really thought about making it a career or anything, but I always listened to a lot of those classic sort of fusion stuff, like, you know, like I mentioned, and Spyro Gyra and stuff like that. And anyway, I'll cut to the story. When we got a gig at my first professional gig was at Pizza Research Institute, where we play now. And we were playing there before the gig. Walters, this guy's, he's sort of he's got a sixth sense. He's got this Brazilian thing going, black magic or something. He definitely has intuitions about things. And he told me before the gig, someone's going to be at our gig. He's like, okay, what do you mean, man? And he's looked at me weird. He thought I was setting something up. And we went to the gig, and we totally forgot about it. And I was just playing, and we decided to play a song that we don't normally play. It's called Sleepwalk, and Larry Carlton did a version. And anyway, we were playing that tune, and we saw this guy grooving. He was an older, you know, African American guy, sort of stood out at that crowd at the vegetarian pizza joint. And so we started trying to play a little better and more, you know, because I could tell he was listening. And he next thing he walked up, I didn't recognize him because he's, you know, he's a lot older from the pictures of the Crusaders in the 70s, but it was Styx Hooper, the drummer. And it turned out that song he helped produce in some capacity. He helped. And it was just weird seeing, because really my favorite guitar player of all time was Larry Carlton. He was a, you know, seminary influence. And he's the guy who sort of gave him, Larry Carlton, his first big break with the Crusaders. He played, you know, with him in the 70s. And even though I don't sound anything like Larry Carlton, that's kind of, it's kind of amazing that he had that connection. And then this guy shows up. It was weird. And so he liked us, and he signed us that day. And we're signed to a 3-album deal with him. And he has a label called Styx Hooper Enterprises. So we're really blessed to, and he played on the album, which is the best thing. So,
what an amazing opportunity to get to work with one of your mentors. It has that meant-to-be sort of feeling, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And he, when he signed us, I mean, he didn't even know we had any songs. So we started writing some tunes, and we added on. He just heard us play a few covers. He had a lot of faith in us from the two. And it ended up, as it turned out, now it was going to be a duo, but now it's just me, the solo act, Zach Wolf. But, you know, Vulture's still involved, and we have a whole band we're trying to get together and to support the album.
Zach Wolf live in the KLCC studios with Walter De Silva. The debut CD is called Hello. Zach Wolf in full band on the Art and the Vineyard stage in Alton Baker Park in Eugene, July 4th, beginning at 1:45 p.m. What's the next song you're going to play for us here?
So this is another sort of Latin-flavored original. It's called You Are Right. And I'm playing with a loop today because I don't have the full band, obviously. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Zach Wolf live in the KLCC studios in a duo version of You Are Right with Brazilian percussionist Walter da Silva. You can find the full band version on Zach Wolf's CD, Hello, produced by Styx Hooper of the Crusaders. Zach Wolf live at Art in the Vineyard, Alton Baker Park, July 4th, beginning at 1:45 p.m. on the main stage. More about Zach Wolf's music at Zach Wolf Music and StyxHooper.com. More about Art in the Vineyard at ArtInTheVineyard.org. Art in the Vineyard dedicated this year to the late Gil Harrison, longtime potter and longtime friend of KLCC as well. Well, briefly, Zach, before we get into just a taste of what's on the CD version, tell us about the full band that you'll be having with you on Friday.
Well, we got Rick Cobian and his son Van. Rick is on drums. Van is on percussion. We're going to have Walter da Silva on percussion as well. Walter's playing congas, and he'll have a few more toys when we're playing tomorrow. We have Fumi. Oh boy, I forgot. It's hard to say his last name. He's forgot. Fumi on
well.
Fumi on keyboards. Jack Niederman on bass, and that's it. So it's about a six piece. Myself on guitar.
Well, we want to get time for a little bit of the CD version of something here. How would you like to introduce the title track to your CD to us?
Well, it was originally called Hello World, which is a reference, sort of a computer science reference. It goes to my software engineering background. Whenever you write a new, like whenever you're playing around with a new technology, usually you write an app that just says Hello World. So that's it was Hello World. And then for copyright commercial reasons, we had to remove Hello the World part, so that's just Hello. That's how it happened.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in and joining us here at KLCC today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Zach Wolf from Hello with the song Hello here on KLCC. Thank you.